Hello and welcome, Avanti Entrepreneur listeners. This is the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am your host, David Mamano, and you know what I'm here to do? I am here to help you move forward. That's what Avanti means in Italian. You learned an Italian word today, Avanti. Right. And I'm gonna have you here move forward. So today on the show, I have a really cool, I'm even going to say hip guy.
I appreciate the hip part.
The hip part, yeah.
I like that.
His name is Barry Straubert. Barry, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing awesome. I'm doing great.
I love that you're doing awesome because that's how I send my emails. I said, you're awesome. You're awesome.
I'm doing very well.
So Barry, you are doing some really, really cool things. We are here right now at the Carlson Cowork space, right? Is that space? What do you call it?
Carlson Cowork space, right? It's a 16,000 square foot space in a historic building that was once very famous in Rochester called the Stromberg Carlson Building.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming Cowork City, but we've got Carlson Cowork plus other businesses in here as well.
So what did they make here? What did they do here?
I think they made old phones. So it's a manufacturing plant. So, yeah. I mean, at one point, we have pictures in the cafe of just great business here. It was full of people from Rochester working in here years and years ago.
Yeah.
So it's been around for a long time. People who've been in Rochester for a while sort of know the history of it. But for years, it sort of lay dormant because big business was going elsewhere.
And,
so we've taken it over in the last 2 years, and now we've made it into a whole new iteration of Rochester.
What a part you are, specifically a part of Rochester Renaissance by doing what you're doing.
I hope so.
So this was an
I'm
old
a cheerleader
building.
For Rochester. Yeah, this was a very old building, and April of 2015, the developers took me down here, and they said, what do you think we should do? And big spaces, 800,000 square feet total. This space that we're in right now of Carlson Cowork, 16,000 square feet.
Wow.
So I had been going back and forth to New York City, and there was a company that's doing very well now, but it was going through its phases then, WeWork.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gone to a couple of those places, and I said, you guys should start that. There, actually, in April of 2015, there were some co-working spaces that had started, but there wasn't one that I think was doing it to the full intention of co-working, the idea of community and culture. So we started doing it, and we now have about 70 businesses within the 16,000 square foot space.
70 businesses.
So actually now we're on the plan of we need to find another space within this whole space, this 800,000 square feet, that we could start Carlson Cowork Part 2.
What a story.
So, I think it says a lot about Rochester and the idea of this now next iteration of not largely having to depend on big businesses, but more so that entrepreneurial spirit, that grassroots spirit sort of coming up and making people feel like they can do anything.
Well, by doing this, you are a major part, I think, right now of this renaissance of Rochester.
So like very early on, we would have Mayor Warren come down, and as she comes down, every couple of weeks, actually, just to sort of come in really quickly with her people and check it out. I mean, everyone hopefully in Rochester sees that was probably the largest, that was the biggest idea. That was our biggest concern was, could we then inspire people who were in Rochester, maybe thinking there wasn't a lot of opportunities, to see this as a step forward, to see this as a place to come and actually try something, or you had that dream or you wanted to start something, here's a place where we can actually support that, give you everything you need, and including a culture and a community that's going to support you.
Very important.
So we like that. Yeah.
So for those people listening that say, what the heck is a co-work, right? But and there's probably still some left,
question.
Right? Because it's kind of still a newer concept. I mean, you talked about 10 years ago, be like, what?
We're talking about 2005, I think.
What is it? This was an empty old warehouse.
Yep.
And it's got that that old feel. What did you say it was
retro,
before?
Like the Mad Men.
The Mad Men feel. It really
the
does.
The 50s and the 60s.
It's got the cool 50s, 60s feel. It really does.
Like right now, yeah. I mean, it's
we're at this old desk that's probably been here for 50 years.
The conference table's been around for a while. You can see people smoking cigarettes around.
Totally. They were drinking scotch.
There was a lot of drinking and smoking.
Yeah, at noon with their meeting.
Yeah.
So what is a co-work? There's 70 businesses here now.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
It's still evolving, but what I think people are sort of like banking on is technology has accelerated to such a degree that the traditional sense of going to an office or the traditional sense of that if you're going to work for a company, you have to physically be there. No matter where they are, you have to be in their place. That sort of has gone away, and the acceleration of technology now allows us to be flexible with where we are. So, for instance, we have people here who work for companies in New York City, work for companies across the country, but they're here. So they can live in Rochester and just phone in the morning and then make sure they report in a couple times during the day. So there's such a sense of flexibility now that here's a place where you can actually come and stay in Rochester, work here, do whatever you think would be, you know, your dream of doing something, but still not have to pay the big price of going to a city. So it's, and the co-working idea is that you are inspired by the proximity of being in a culture within a place where people are working on all different things.
Yeah.
So traditional was you go into your own company, everybody's working on the same thing. Now you're getting more of an innovative inspiration every day by coming into a place where there are multitudes. We have everyone here doing everything. And it does add to the community of like inspiring each other. Like, you can do this. Everybody's in the same game. And we can't know everything these days because so much is happening so quickly. So now we're sort of like being able to learn from other people around us. And it's just much more conducive to inspiration than a traditional office was, where you're just within your own company and just doing that every day.
I'm sensing energy and community and learning.
And support. And you know, the thing that we do here is we call it a membership rather than just coming in and getting an office.
Yeah.
So we vet people and,
it's like a
and
business
make them
club.
Understand. Yeah, it's like
instead of a health
like
club.
Great,
it's a business club, right?
It's this it's like this super like support system that, especially for people, and we have a lot of people, young guys, who see this as an option. You know, they look at traditional business and they think, okay, that's fine, but can I do something great?
Yeah.
And they come here and they see like this, you know, I always call it like this ecosystem of support where everyone is sort of doing the same thing. We're all trying to succeed and have a business and do our own thing. So it sort of creates this nice place where I can go in there and feel like there's possibilities and always get advice. And we have events where we bring people in, lunch and learns, where we teach people about insurance and hiring people and giving them information. So here becomes a place where Rochester can look to and say, if there's a greenhouse for all those young guys trying to come through and start their own thing, Carlson Co-work should be one of those.
I like that greenhouse. That's
a
great analogy. Yeah. And we talked about that it's a place to learn. We talked about Richard Glazer, who is, you know, founder of Digital Rochester, founder of Rochester Growth. It's done so many wonderful things for Rochester. He has an event here.
Yep, tomorrow morning we're doing another Rock Growth Coffee, but I think we do it once a month.
Rock Growth Coffee.
Which
tell me about
really
that.
is getting all the entrepreneurs and getting all the big business guys in Rochester to one place. Not necessarily members of Carlson Co-work, but just all the entrepreneurs and all the guys around the city of Rochester to have that one morning where they can come here, see people actually present their ideas. So we have, I think, six presenters usually within a Rock Growth Coffee. They go up to the front whiteboard, they give their presentation, and then everyone else sort of looks at that and says, well, do I want to get involved in that? We have a session after where everybody can come up to those guys and say, I think I want to support that, or I see what you're doing, which is really great. So another sort of like congregation of people who are going to support each other, you know, get together and say, I think that's great. Either you should go there, or I see some financial situations where you might be able to get some support. So we're bringing people together, which is sort of the basic idea.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, Barry, we are going to take a little break and let the sponsors pay for this wonderful show that I have you on
today.
Okay,
cool.
And we will be right back.
Join Fox News' Brian Kilmeade weekdays from 9 to noon on 1310 WOKR.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
Finally, a radio station for conversation. 1310 WOKR.
All right, we are back. We're just chit-chatting over here. I'm back with Barry Strawberg from Carlson Co-Work.
Carlson Co-Work.
Which is so freaking cool. You have to come down here. It's at 50 Carlson Street, right? Road Street.
It's at 60 Carlson Road.
Oh, 60.
60 Carlson Road.
Yeah, 60 Carlson. I went to 50 by mistake.
Off of University. Just make a turn onto Carlson Road.
Well, if anybody is a hip in Rochester, they know about the new and restaurant and bowling alley. Radio Social.
I could easily
say other end of the
building. There is no one cooler than Radio Social. That is the coolest place in the entire
universe. Which is retro. A little retro, fitting. Yeah, right.
It is really a sign of Rochester's resurgence, where they once had Clover Lanes, which was fine. I think it was there for 50 years.
Yeah.
Fine to have that, but now that they've come into their next iteration, a little bit more for the next generation coming up.
Yeah.
A bowling alley that's been reimagined, just like Stromberg Carlson's being reimagined with all the stuff gone here, that bowling alley, a reimagination of it for this next generation coming up.
I feel like I'm stepping back in time because I've been there and it's kind of retro but cool. It's,
very cool.
And then same with this building where we are right now, too.
Yep.
And then in the middle is a comedy club.
Which we need. You know, we need a little laughter going on here. Right.
Especially next to all these businesses, right?
Right. So I think what happened in Stromberg, which is really interesting, and it tends to be now, and there's some people that are asking to also come into the building, it's become a creative sort of building. I mean, every company now that we see is sort of, in this building, seeing it as sort of creativity.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that in Rochester now, we all need to be creative. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting sort of a sense of all these companies thinking Stromberg's a place to go, that we're creative. Radio Social, for sure, creative.
Yeah.
A creative.
And this is empty building a few years ago. Unbelievable.
Empty building 2.5 years ago. I came in April 2015, walked in, nothing was going on here.
Right, yeah.
Old chairs that Kodak had left in Bausch & Lomb, and just started to think about what could we do to sort of reinvigorate this, and then thought about it in the context of Rochester.
This
and
is
so we could really push Rochester in a new direction.
Massive hub for entrepreneurship.
I mean, with the possibilities that we have, 16,000 square foot now, and we've sort of filled that to the brim, the idea that this becoming a bigger, even a bigger entity in Rochester in terms of entrepreneurialism and getting people excited about support here in Rochester for people that want to start their own business.
Wouldn't it be cool if like the next, you know, quote unquote, Kodak, Xerox, Bosch and Lomb came out of here?
We would love that, because even if you start in the 16,000 square foot space and you want to move, you get bigger and bigger, the rest of this building is open for you to become that next Kodak.
800,000 square feet.
800,000 square feet.
And there's still some left, obviously.
And it's crazy, yeah. So we continue to get more people in, but still some left. That's why a place like Radio Social could come in. They needed a lot of space. Here's a place that has a lot of space. So anyone who has ideas, we're still, you know, we're looking to just fill it up.
A lot of the business owners here at the end of the workday go over to Radio Social for a cocktail or a beer.
We have a bowling team here at Carlson Gowork.
Nice.
All that sort of stuff that's going on. Yeah, I mean, and Dan Morgan. I mean, it's a great place to go. But I always use him as the symbol of that's the future.
Yeah.
That's the idea. You know, he's looking at an audience, he's looking at a demographic and a target that we need to pay attention to, because we're sort of, you know, in a sense, handing the baton off to the next generation. And the next generation is completely invested and interested in Rochester now.
Yeah.
So we've got their attention.
Yeah.
We need to sort of, hold them up and say, we can support you. We can make this city good for everyone.
Well, it's cool that, I mean, a young person, old person, whatever, come here, have a great work day that's cool, hip, and a really, it's a community of entrepreneurs.
It's
like you said, it's like a membership of entrepreneurs. Instead of going to a health club, it's like you're going to your work club to learn and grow. And then you could go next door to the comedy club or Radio Social. They have food, right? So it's a restaurant, a bar, bowling alley.
Yep.
And they're kind of bringing the best of both worlds, right?
We've thought about crazy stuff, because now we're sort of thinking Cowork City in terms of the entire building. But we're thinking about this thing that WeWork is doing called co-living, which you can actually bring apartments in there as well.
I'm sure
the developers downtown would love that.
Yeah.
But the idea of sort of having this be fully imagined into a creative entrepreneurial support.
Wegmans is right down the road, right?
I mean, if I was 21 years old,
never
this would
have
be
to
the
leave.
Place to
never
go.
Have to leave.
It would be great. And you have 2,000 parking spots out there.
Right.
And it's easy access. And,
you can
and
put a little health club in here, right?
You know? I think this is just keep filling it up.
Yeah.
But make it seem, you know, make it always towards that ultimate goal, which is
let's
see what the next generation is going to be.
Let's see
how Rochester is going to look in 5 years from now, when we keep sort of focusing on things like this in Rochester.
I like your idea of Cowork City.
Yeah, we looked at a big building and we knew we had to start incrementally, and we created a 16,000 square foot space, but it's going quickly now. We have interesting new people that are interested in coming here. So it's becoming that sort of what Rochester wants to be in the future, which is creative and innovative. And those kind of places are coming into the Stromberg Carlson, which is so interesting, because then we have old pictures of it where it once was this symbol of business.
Yeah.
People coming in and out. People looked at this place really like from the 1800s, sort of, really looking at this place as very innovative. And now, 2017, and it's going
back to
that.
The spirits are still here.
Yeah, it's sort of coming back to this sort of great, and you could feel that sort of energy in here, which is great.
So 800. So this whole building you said has 800,000. How much is being utilized right now?
That's a good question. I have to ask the development guys, but probably
is it like half?
Maybe half. Yeah.
So there's still half left.
There's still a lot.
Interesting.
And the possibilities, because that's so much space, is endless in terms of how creative you could be with how you use it.
Yeah, it could be.
So
a
it's. I mean, for me, when I first saw it, I thought this is something that shouldn't sit dormant. This is something that needs attention, because it was so.
Yep.
It has so much promise to it.
Yeah.
And now the blessing is that the promise is showing with people starting their own businesses and doing well here. Yeah. So it's been.
You've got this space already almost full, and you're looking for new space within the complex.
Looking for another space, either that or maybe take everyone here and move them to a really big space. But but we know now that we can't really fit too many more. I think we used to say 60 was the limit, and I think we have about 70.
Right, nice.
So we're pushing people in here, but culture is important. So we want to make sure that whatever we do, we sort of continue this sort of magical culture that we've created. Culture is hard. Community is hard. But if you make it a membership and you tell people the value that they're going to get, It's like you said before, what is co-working?
Yeah.
It's just that great support. Yeah. You know, people, yeah. I think this generation is smart. There's no competition. You know, there are several marketing companies in Rochester. I have a marketing company. Mm-hmm. So when you sit next to another marketing company, it's not like, oh, gee, I have to hide my stuff.
Yeah.
It's more so, what are you doing? Because we should learn from each other. We might even be able to work together on something.
Yeah.
I think this younger sort of generation coming up understands that more than let's sort of, you know, get away from everybody else and hide our stuff. So it's interesting. Yeah.
I visited another space yesterday in Pittsburgh, and there's two ad agencies. I just interviewed Nicole Mahoney from Break the Ice Media.
Yeah.
And she's next to Glenn Clark.
CSM.
CSM. And so they both focus on tourism, right? And I'm like, and you guys are working together? And they're like, yeah. And like, you know, Glenn does one piece of it.
Yeah.
And Nicole does the other piece. You know, like they don't compete. And I'm like, so they're in a very niche business, yet they're still finding ways to collaborate.
Well, that's the beauty of what happens here is a guy comes in and says, I want to start here. And, you know, we all speak to them. Mm-hmm. And I'll say to him, you'll be amazed that I could probably tell by your business right now, there's five people here that you can interact with, you can do work with. And you wouldn't normally think that, but like say, look, that guy does photography, so you can use him, or that guy does. And you sort of start to see the connections, the interactivity. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be here once a week. You got 70 people for me to interview.
There's an energy here, too, that's sort of...
I feel it already.
When you come at certain times...
It emanates with you. It starts with you, Mary. You know?
I get excited about stuff.
There's a Sicilian phrase.
Yes.
And you're
love the Sicilian.
You're the opposite. Well, thank you. My people appreciate that.
I do. I love the Sicilians, and yes.
My people appreciate that. Good. But there's a Sicilian phrase that says, the fish rots from the head down, right?
Yes.
Now, you're the opposite, right? I mean, you've got a fresh head, and people are loving this.
There's an old saying, nothing great is ever achieved without enthusiasm.
It's all about energy.
I get passionate about a lot.
It's all about good energy.
I was passionate about this the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
It took a little while to sort of get everybody to agree to start doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm that type of person where I don't like
that. How did you start, day one, I mean, how did you start getting people to...
interesting. I have sort of...
Because you probably had to teach the concept too, right?
Yeah, so I know a good amount of people, and then I started talking to friends saying, you know a good amount of people, but you had to sell the idea.
Yeah.
So we had to sort of live the idea, which is that intention of... It isn't just an open space to just sort of have you come in and sit down.
Yeah.
This is a culture. So you're buying into the idea that you need to be supportive. You need to understand that this is a great community of people that are trying to work together to achieve something great.
Yeah.
So every week we have a meeting where everybody comes to a table. Democratically, everybody has a say here to talk about what they feel the place should do. It's a very sort of like communal, what can we all do to make ourselves all better? You know, unified, we're much better than individuals. So it's that sort of idea. But I worked for companies that had amazing cultures. So I had come from an example of the power of that. If you can get everybody on the same page in terms of the intention, you can do great things. Yeah, companies can do amazing stuff.
So just the word spread. I mean,
The word spread. We were sort of doing it. There was a great article. There's a magazine in Rochester called Post Magazine.
Oh, sure.
They wrote a terrific article last summer saying the great Mike Calabrese. And his sister.
And his sister Amy.
Awesome and great. I love Mike so much.
Yep.
And they came out with an article that really said that some people had tried it. Mm-hmm. But they thought, and that was nice of them to say, that Carlson had sort of gotten the right idea about it, which is creating that value. If we don't have a value here beyond the space, then it's going to be tricky for us. But if we have that value, which is come here and you can be supported, we can find ways to come around you and say you can do that, or you can have this job here, you can create this lifestyle, work-life balance. Then that's going to be great. We think that's awesome. That's our job.
And I love it. Well, I love what you're doing. And we talk about Mike Calabrese and his sister Amy, and those are my type of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, I want to say, they're gritty, and I mean that like a compliment. They're rolling up. Your sleeves are rolled up. My sleeves are rolled
I'm
up.
I'm ready to work.
Yeah. I bet Mike and Amy's sleeves are. You know, Mike has restaurants. He's got Jabba's, right? He's got good luck. You know, and it's just really creating something from massive inspiration and wanting to do something different and wanting to put your fingerprint on Rochester.
And not just to do it, you know, I find now that all those guys, Mike and Amy, are great examples.
Yeah.
Not just to do it, obviously, for the money. You know, not to do it to, I mean, it's fine to make money.
Yeah, yeah.
But to do it for this bigger sort of purpose of supporting
a
city that we love, that has been through some, you know, challenging times, but has a promise to be liberated.
Oh.
That there's a promise in this city that if we create all this support, Michael makes great places, we do something like this, that we're all going to, you know, come out on the back end feeling this promise, feeling the reality of the promise come out and seeing this next generation coming up and loving Rochester and embracing it. So that's the goal. That's the beauty. That's the
It's funny. We were talking before the interview, and I was telling you, you know, that I was at Bronca downtown a couple weeks ago, and I was facing the window, and so it faces Parcel 5, right, where Midtown used to be. And there, so it's a beautiful day. It was sunny out, and I couldn't believe my eyes. It was noon, so there were people playing stickball in the, where Midtown used to be.
Right.
There were young people riding bikes, jogging, walking dogs, and I'm like, is this a slice of Manhattan?
Are we in New York City for a second?
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, two years ago, you would not have seen that. Even, you know, it's like, boom, all of a sudden.
I am very optimistic. I think there's a resurgence. There's a perfect storm.
Yeah.
There's a desire on everyone that this is going to work, that everyone is going to fall in love.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually also teach at RIT.
Yeah.
Those kids are coming out of schools now, and they're looking at Rochester. They're saying, this is a great place to
stay. This is actually cool.
I love it.
I love downtown.
The people are great. There's cool things going on.
Yeah.
This is a city that, you know, has gone through some stuff, but now...
Well, downtown, I think young people, you know, 5 years ago even would cringe a little bit. You know, there was like that one pocket in East Ave that was kind of cool.
Alexander.
Yeah, that was it. But now it's like a lot of parts of, you know, they want to live downtown. I mean, I used to live in Park Ave when I was in my 20s.
Park Ave
is now you could live many different places downtown.
Many different places.
And that are hip, right?
And they're building, and you go down there, and it seems like a lot of stuff is going on.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years from now, it's going to be interesting.
All the food trucks downtown.
Food trucks.
You got High Tech Rochester coming downtown. There
you
go.
A lot of really smart companies moving downtown.
Yeah.
It's different, I just think, you know, the greatest thing that will happen is if we can envision a place where you go downtown, and it does have a similarity to a big city like Rochester, like New York City.
Yeah.
Where you start seeing that energy going around, and you see these young kids, and they're just, you know, loving it. Yeah.
Well, and you could, it's you know, financially, you could afford to live here, right?
That's one of the great, but that is, you know, these cities have become prohibitive. I mean, I'm from New York City.
Yeah.
I go back there now. It's insane how expensive it is.
Oh, yeah.
So you need a city where these kids can, you know, there isn't such pressure on how much money am I going to have. But I just want to find a nice place where I can buy a house, I can start a family. Rochester is a perfect place for
me. Yeah, and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So tell me about some of the businesses here. You got 70 businesses. Is there a theme? Or are they all different?
I think the natural sort of organic theme became creative. But I wouldn't say that's everyone. But I think the majority is sort of on the creative bent. They're sort of doing either marketing or... they're photography or software engineers. There's a guy right next to me who builds apps, and so there seems to be a creative sense to it. But we have a lot of other people too, you know, coming. You know, now companies, there's a part of Carlson where companies don't necessarily want you to move to their city to have them work there, so they work here.
Yeah.
I think that we always think that's sort of an interesting
way to
do it.
They just need a place to go.
And the companies love it because they sort of also feel great. That's an innovative place. You know, you're not just staying in your house. You're sort of going out and doing something.
Right.
Who else do we have? A lot of entrepreneurs. We have kids coming out of RIT. We have a kid, Aaron, who has his own company called Luna Digital. We have a lighting company that has their trade show stuff set up in their office in the back of Carlson. So they bring customers here and show their lighting stuff.
Hey, Barry, hold on to that thought. We got to take another quick break. We'll give you some time to think about some of the more companies here.
Okay.
And we will be right back.
Okay.
Join Victor's own David Mamano weekdays noon to 1 for the Avanti Entrepreneur Radio Show on 1310 WOKR.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
Canandaigua's newest radio station, 1310 WOKR.
Are back with a really cool freaking guest. I'm boosting your ego today.
I am so loving the. I'm getting my daughter to listen to this because she doesn't think I'm that cool.
You look.
So the coolness factor would be the nicest thing you could say.
We are going to prove that you are him.
Good.
So I'm here today with Barry Schrauber, who is running this really cool, innovative place called Carlson Cowork. And there are 2 years ago, there was nothing here.
Yep.
And now there are 70 businesses here. Yep. And they're looking for more space.
They're looking for more space.
Next door is a comedy club. And then next door to that is Radio Social, which is a really cool restaurant, bar, and bowling alley.
Yes.
You never have to
leave. But an innovative bowling, you know, sort of the new modern...
Yeah.
Version of a bowling alley.
Yeah, yeah. It's not your father's bowling
alley. No. This, right, and the food is not your father's bowling alley food. And and the decor is not, you know, any of that. But that's
there,
great.
It's
but
cool.
that's awesome that worked out for them to come to this place because this is all about, this is the new Rochester. So it's all about that stuff.
Yeah, very cool.
So we love that.
So let's say, I know you're kind of out of space, but you're obviously looking to expand.
Right.
You know, let's say that there are some people that want to get in touch with you, learn more about coming here. How do they do that?
I think they should go to the website. They should check a little bit about the information
on
the website.
Your website is?
So www.carlsoncowork.com.
Easy enough.
So just go there so you can get a little bit of information. There's some price information on there and just a little bit of information. And there's a phone number they should call up.
Yeah,
and then we can give you the grand tour, and we can show you around and have you look at stuff. I would, you know, if you're interested, you should come down and check it out because
who knows how we're reconfiguring space here, so we can we can always try to figure something out. But I think we're open and we want people to continue to come down. We encourage people to come down and just to come down and sort of experience it anyway, just to sort of see what's happening.
And based on our conversation, it sounds like in this entire building alone, there's about another 400,000 square
feet. There's a lot of room.
There is room to grow. There is room to grow.
And we're continuing to fill it up. But but it's been a blessing.
So, Barry, you know, you gave me your bio, which I appreciate it. I'm not going to read it word for word, but it's a very... So tell me, so you also, in addition to running this Carlson Co-work, you also are running an agency called Rising New York.
I have an agency called Rising.
So you actually not only are like running this, you're also like a tenant.
Yes, I'm a tenant. So if you actually, as we walk back, you'll see a big R on one of the offices.
That's my R.
The interesting thing about Rising, again, in sort of keeping in context with what's going on at Stromberg Carlson, is it's a virtual advertising agency, which is the others are doing in Rochester, which is not necessarily having your own full slate of employees working for you, but having a network of independent professionals that you can engage and disengage. So it becomes this, you're not limited by a payroll, you are only limited by your Rolodex now. So you can actually go out, and if you're working on a job, the way I talk to clients about it, if you're working on a job that's very specific, you might have someone in New York City that can do it.
Yeah.
Now you have the ability to do that, rather than knowing that you might have to work on just.
And you're kind of nurturing this concept of Carlson
Co-work
anyway, right?
I think it sort of was perfect for me to sort of be the living proof that because technology obviously has matured to a sense that it allows that now. That you can actually have a network around the country working on stuff when maybe 10 years ago that would have been harder for people.
You could have, like, in your opinion, you know, an incredible graphic designer that's not on your payroll. Or maybe a network, like you know, like based on what the client needs. You know, maybe there's different specialties and expertises of graphic designers that you're looking for. Like, and like you said, Rolodex. Which for anybody younger than 40, a Rolodex.
I'm sorry, I used that. Because now people are going, Rolodex is that? Is that a digital?
It's not a watch. A watch is a Rolex. A Rolodex for all you people under 40 is what we used to use before computers.
Yes.
And it's this little thing. Comes on our desk, a little paper, almost like the Dewey. The Dewey Decimal System.
Right. When I talk to my kids in college about that, they
except it's just for your context.
It's for context.
Yeah, I think I got that.
That was your network in a little
college graduation
desk. Right?
It would flow through the cards. Who do
little
I talk to today?
Cards in
That was your,
now,
your CRM,
right? Right. If I can put in the context of today, right?
Right. That's
your sort of digital list. Yep. But it's been great. Yeah, Rising is. I mean, entrepreneurialism for me.
Yeah.
To sort of just condense it down to one thing is you wake up every day.
Yeah.
And it sort of liberates the full promise of who you are. You know, you're allowed to do pretty much, I mean, because I run it, I'm allowed to do things that maybe I wasn't allowed to do in certain past, and I feel a sense of, you know, great accomplishment and freedom. Because
Oh my God, your energy is fantastic.
So maybe, you know, people, you know, like, you know, people sometimes, you know, have a job and sometimes they do certain things. This is, you know, the open sort of entrepreneurial sense of being able to do everything is sort of an interesting thing.
And you're a very creative guy. I mean, I'm looking at your experience here. You know, 30 years of the advertising industry agencies such as Weinar, which is Young and Rubicam, Saatchi and Saatchi, Della Familia, Draft FCB, that's Footcone and Belding, right? That's in New York. And then Rochester, you worked at Partners in Napier.
Awesome.
I know Sharon. And and you were vice president of agency creative. So you have been around for
knee deep
in the agency service.
In the creative fold, yeah.
And what is, now does Rising?
And there is a creative community in Rochester, and if you're listening, that's out there, that's awesome.
It really is, yeah.
On it, on a level of any.
Well, I just had Bob Bailey on my show.
You know,
from you know, and he was at Partners for a while.
There's a creative, and there's a sense of being of a smartness and sort of understanding.
Right. Yeah.
That is on par with any. You know.
You know, it's interesting.
We can take.
We are known as like a really wicked smart city.
We need to sort of brag about that.
We punch like harder than our weight. Is that what they say?
Right.
I mean,
we're super. I mean, look at the people. You've just mentioned a bunch of them.
Yeah.
We're super smart. We need to sort of brag. We need to, you know, shamelessly brag about what we've done and what we, you know, what we've accomplished.
I like Buffalo and Syracuse, but I think we might be like the smartest sibling.
We can beat anybody. We're close. We can even take on New York City one day.
I love it.
We can surely beat up Brooklyn.
Right. There we go. All right.
We got everybody in upstate. But I mean, Michael, you know, all the people we've sort of, we've got people here. Not only are they smart, but driven, you know, and energy, and want to really create something.
Yeah.
And we should all use that. We should all like funnel that and use it to best effect.
I wonder if it's just like, you know, literally the energy and the spirits and the momentum of Eastman, Carlson, Stromberg, you know, Strong, all these.
Look at all the stuff.
Power players, right?
I know. We have world, a lot, and if we maybe aggregate it a little bit, or we look at it as a complete set of like we've got a ton of stuff, maybe we could
streamline it. It's coming together. I think people like you. I think people like Richard Glaser. Yep. Centers like High Tech Rochester. Yep. I think it's starting to come together in more of a funneled approach.
I think so, and I hope so. I think maybe, you know, I've worked with some of the guys that run the cultural institutions, and I remember people say to me years ago, we might be sometimes a little too quiet on that stuff.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be. We should yell.
Yeah, we don't need to be humble.
I always tell Mayor Warren, we're going to go outside and just yell out in the streets and say, because everybody needs to know that.
Well,
we
you know, funny you say that. I always thought Rochester was a little, Eeyore about who we are.
Like, maybe it's the weather.
All right, get me on the 3 months of snow or whatever it is.
Yes.
There's so many good things going
Shamelessly brag. Yeah. Right. Get into those positions where somebody talks about Rochester in a way that's like, how awesome it is. Look at this. I mean, Stromberg being turned around and reimagined, or downtown, you know, in 5 years from now, all these kids going down there, or new restaurants, or innovative things that haven't even, you know, been around the country yet.
Right.
We have, just like you said, super smart people that can like succeed in all those, in all that stuff.
Yeah.
We just need to sort of have the promise of, you know, we need to have the confidence of being able to know that it's inside of us. It's like the Wizard of Oz. We've got it already.
Right.
We don't need the heart and the courage. We just need to feel like we can bring it out.
Right. Know? Yep.
And
yep.
I hope that happens.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's little things that compound, right?
Yeah.
Like what you're doing and like what all these other
and
people
building
are doing,
on
you know?
That. Yeah, just building the components now. This is just the beginning of, you know, I'm sure 10 years from now, co-working will be just so prevalent that every place will be like this.
Right.
But starting to build the components, starting to get people's attention, starting to say, this is like part of the reshaping of a new Rochester. It's going to take a little time, but it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, but it's going fast, it seems like.
Yeah, I think now, because there's this generation that really wants to sort of, the reasons to believe.
They want
to
make their city cool. Maybe they don't want to leave. They like their, they like their family, and they want to stay. So, all right, damn it, we're going to make this place cool. Right?
I hope so. And I hope they feel the freedom to do it.
Yeah.
No constraints. There isn't anything here. We should encourage, you know, an entrepreneurial grassroots, excitable spirit.
You know, I think everybody was just, you know, certainly saddened by the fall of the big three.
Yeah.
You know, Kodak, Xerox, Bosch.
It was a little bit of a joke.
But maybe that really created a very kind of stoic environment.
Yeah.
And now that they're gone, I mean, they're still here, but like nothing like they used to be. So maybe now finally, you know, the creative juices are allowed to seep up and flow.
It's instead of, I mean, I know that was a major blow, but people should look at it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
The opportunity is to reshape and reimagine. I mean, we had that, and that was a blessing in Kodak at one point being such a big part of Rochester. But, you know, people, there were some people who said, you know, what are we going to do? You know, some people said, gee, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people pulling up and saying, we can do something great here.
Right. Yeah.
We can do an amazing job here in Rochester if we just all, you know, innovative, come up with new ideas.
Yeah.
We're all super smart. Let's just change the way things look now. Yeah. Let's just do things that maybe they wouldn't have done before, but now it's possible. It's a great opportunity for us.
I love it. Yeah. So also, I see that you are a professor.
I am a teacher
at RIT.
The great RIT.
Yeah, yeah. What do you teach
here? I teach marketing. I teach advertising. Cool. I love that. Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know. If you think about it in a Rochester context, I think there are 80,000 college students in Rochester at any given time with all the colleges that are here.
Yeah.
That's a resource, and that's a demographic and audience to look at that we should sort of, you know, continue to think, how do we draw them after they get out of school and stay here?
Right.
The active, you know, the idea of teaching for me is sort of a love.
Beautiful. That's great.
I just think there's a you know, the idea of the value that I can somehow create every day doing a job, it sort of, you know, made me completely fall in love with the job itself. It's hard, you know, sometimes for me to see value in something that you do every day. But in that job, it's just so evident. You see the value. I can inspire kids. I inspire college kids to either go into marketing or just fulfill their promise, do what they want to do in life. I talk a lot about personal brand at school. The idea that they're awesome. These kids are amazing. They are the generation that knows everything. And digitally, they just understand the world much better than any generation before that. They have, you know, they've been given a lot. They have much responsibility to go out there and shake up the world. So I feel privileged every day that I go in there and talk to them, because they're going to do great things. I truly think this generation coming up is going to do great things, because they've got all the tools, they got all the smarts. They just need to have the push and the bravery to go out there and shake it
up. And that's what you're here for.
And I push them and tell them to be brave every day.
You push them at RIT, you push them here, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love that. You know, sort of vicariously live through their
I got to tell you, besides me, you may be the happiest guy I've ever met.
I am. Why is that?
At least career-wise. You know, I mean,
I am happy. Yeah.
I mean, and it's have you ever been happier career-wise than you are right now?
No. That's the best question.
It's kind of like been like a building block.
I truthfully have never. I would have to say, even though I was incredibly blessed and lucky to have worked for amazing companies, and had experiences there that I would never give up. This is the best time, because I'm getting up every day and personally reimagining myself every day and seeing what else I can do. And when you have that question in your mind every day, like, what else, you know, maybe I can do this, and you start to push those things, you know, at the end of the day, you realize, wow, I can do other stuff. And it gives you that sense of accomplishment. Like, there is no limit still at my sort of advanced age. There is no limit to the possibilities.
Yeah.
And so every day you sort of get up and think, what else?
You know? Oh, yeah, you're oozing passion, creativity.
I'm with these kids all the time who are, you know, also, you know, in that mindset of like, you know, what else can we do? And it's a great, you know, hope and sort of.
So you're just, I mean, you say, what'd you say, old age? I mean, let's face it, you're still pretty darn young.
It seems like
you are really just starting out with this phase.
Yeah.
And it seems like, I look at your history with all the agencies and teaching and everything, it seems like the journey has been very purposeful. You know, I mean, if you meant it or not, but it's like building blocks to get you here today. To now give back,
right?
And
you know, that's an awesome way to sort of to contain it. I like that sort of analogy.
Yeah.
Is the idea that I understand it's all been, sort of towards this direction.
Yeah.
And it would be crazy for me not to try to create these foundational things of, I want to do it for something, not just for, let's see how much money I can make. But also, I've been blessed with these experiences throughout my life to be able to now say, what can I do to create it so that it is valuable for, in this case, Rochester or somebody else,
Barry,
or for people coming up?
Barry, I'm really upset. You know why?
Why?
We have to end the show.
We're
out of time.
This was so much fun.
We're going to have you on again. I mean,
this was fun. And you are doing an awesome job.
Oh, you're a good man. Well, you know, I feel I'm very similar. I have to pinch myself and say, I get to make a living doing this.
You are fortunate. This is it.
I mean, fortunately, I get to meet great people like you.
Thanks.
And I get inspired, too. I want to help you any way I can. So, Barry Schrauber, I want to once again tell my audience, it is Carlson Cowork, one of the coolest places around. It's not only a place to have an office, it's a place to learn and grow, community, energy, support. Come check it out.
For the future of Rochester.
For the future of Rochester, CarlsonCowork.com.
Yep.
Yeah. Check it out. We're going to have you on again, Barry, so don't worry.
Thank you.
And Barry, if they want to reach you, send you an email, what's the best way?
Barry@risingny.com.
Cool.
And that would be great.
Good. Excellent. Well, Barry, thank you again.
I wish you
continued success. And hey, listeners, Avanti Entrepreneur listeners, thank you for listening, and really appreciate your support. What I need from you, Avanti listeners, is if you know someone who would be a great guest for my show, I'd look for, you know, business leaders, business movers and shakers, people making a difference in the Rochester entrepreneurial community. Please throw me an email, david@davidmamano.com, and check us out at davidmamano.com for more shows and all that great stuff. Thank you so much, and we will be back tomorrow.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.